All right, 1380 WPHM. We're in Caseville Cheeseburger Festival time, and this has become one of the most popular festivals, I think, in all of Michigan. And Steve Lowers was one of the guys that came up with this idea, maybe the guy that came up with this idea. How many years ago, Steve?
Well, actually, Lynn Besmick, as we call her Mrs. Cheeseburger, she started it 20 years ago, so okay. It's our 20th year. 1999, she came into the chamber office, approached us about a wacky, tacky idea of a Jimmy Buffett-style festival. I actually took it over as being the president of the chamber. I kind of stepped in and took it over when it was getting real huge, about the fifth year. So this is my 15th year of doing the festival.
Did you ever imagine back at the beginning that this would get to be as huge as it has gotten?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We're a very small community. I'm 25. You know, it's a dead end coming up to Caseville, being that we're in the Thumb. Yeah. Beautiful area, beautiful resort town, but our year-round population is about 750 people.
When did you notice that this thing was really starting to grow and starting to take take on a life of its own?
You know, the first year, it couldn't have been maybe just more than a few hundred participants. We had Marty Veers and the Music Doctors donate a band. You know, they played for free on the Caseville Beach. The second year, we brought in our first Jimmy Buffett band, which was Air Margaritaville. They played at the Independent Bank parking lot. We sold little buttons for $3. And from even the first year to the second year, we could see it grow, Paul. But after about 3-4 years, we noticed that we were creating a monster.
How did that happen?
I'm going to say it's the theme. It's the hard work of all the local businesses. It's the sponsors that we were able to get as the festival progressed. And we had this mentality, this theme of a family festival. You know, and we're proud to say this is without a doubt the largest family festival, family-oriented festival in the state of Michigan by far, because we have over 40 events just for the kids.
Yeah.
So not only are people, you know, kids, you know, parents saying, you know, hey, let's get up to Cheeseburger, the little kids are grabbing their shirt saying, hey, my dad, take us up to Cheeseburger, because it's such a family festival.
Well, you think Jimmy Buffett, and you think of, a tropical setting, you think of, being in Key West, but this becomes like Key West this week, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is one weekend of the year that any human being can go down the street with a grass skirt, coconut bra, and they won't even take a second look at you. Even myself.
I was going to say, have you done that?
Yeah, I've done it. I've done it a few times. As we grew, we brought in larger bands. Okay, mm-hmm. I remember, like Ed mentioned, Air Margaritaville, and they're performing on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Which would be the 10th, okay. And they're going to be performing, and they're the first Jimmy Buffett band we have. Now, through all years of hard work and lots of Jimmy Buffett tribute bands, and Jimmy Buffett is the king of trop rock,
yeah.
Okay? A lot of people don't understand how that works. Elvis was the rock and roll, and we are now known to be one of the largest trop rock festivals in the country.
So Jimmy Buffett, this must be on his radar somewhere. He must know that this festival exists.
He's totally 100% aware of it. And he's all for it. Yeah, he's real excited about it, you know. And, you know, thankfully he hasn't come in trying to infringe. But he's very aware of the festival.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he's pretty proud of us, because I know he's mentioned it before in different concerts.
Well, I mean, that song is what inspired it, wasn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Cheeseburger in Paradise. Yeah. We got to be careful with that one, though.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Right. You know, it's the theme for that. But basically it's a relaxed, tropical, type atmosphere here, so it's not 100% Jimmy Buffett themed. Most of our bands now, we have bands coming in for the next 10 days. I had mentioned I've got $40,000 in sponsors. Obviously, the big one is the DT Energy Foundation, but getting those sponsors allows me to go and spend that much money on entertainment. Yeah. So we've got Jimmy Buffett bands coming, half a dozen in the 10 days. And then we've got some really good classic rock. We've got some oldies. We've got an oldies band from Pigeon coming in called the Flashbacks, a very good band. We've got a Motown band coming in, and we've got a nice couple variety bands. So a lot of music. You know, we've got a total of probably about 25 to 30 acts, along with all the acts that all our participating bars have, too, different bands.
How many people visit Caseville during Cheeseburger Festival, and where do they all come from?
They come from all over the country, all over the country. I'm up on stage, and I'm giving T-shirts out to people that are coming from as far as Florida and South Dakota and different areas. So we're really, really proud of that. I wear T-shirts and I do quite a bit of traveling, and they've seen my cheeseburger shirt and they walked up to me and actually, you know, recognized the festival. So we're real proud of that, but they come from everywhere. And as far as numbers, we have a parade on Wednesday, which we call the Parade of Fools. It was started the fourth year of Cheeseburger. And the first year maybe attracted about 500 people and had about 10 floats. Currently, we average 60,000 people and about 120 floats. Whoa. Yeah, it's about a two-hour-long parade.
That's amazing.
I don't know where the people come from. You know, Caseville has a year-round population of right around 770 people, which grows to about 10,000 in the summertime because of all the cottages and the campgrounds and things like that. But, a couple hundred thousand people will be visiting. We average about 250,000 cheeseburgers per year in 10 days with all our vendors. And also... as far as attendance, once again, is our concerts average 5,000 to 6,000 people every evening.
That's amazing. I got to ask, who's got the best cheeseburger?
Well, you know what? We're going to be judging that soon. We can give you that information in a short period of time, but you know,
Wait a minute! I got a better question. How do you get to be one of the judges?
I have to get one from everybody. So there's going to be at least 20, probably about 25 different booths where you're going to be able to get a cheeseburger. Fried cheeseburgers. There's cheeseburgers without even burger on them. You know, so that'd be like your veggie burger. You know, your vegan burger. There's vegan burgers. Any kind of burger imaginable is going to be here for 10 days.
How do you do this every year?
I have guidance from my doctor to take it easy. we've got a huge, huge support cast. Our office employees here, the amount of volunteers we have. We have hundreds of volunteers, the sponsors, all the businesses take it upon themselves to put on just kind of some kind of little event, even if it's an ice cream eating contest, a hula hoop contest, something that draws people to their businesses. The economic impact is not only large in Caseville, it's absolutely enormous throughout the entire Thumb of Michigan, which is extremely important.
Yeah.
I'm talking from here all the way to Bad Axe. People are staying in hotels in Bad Axe, spending the week there, driving here every day, 30 miles away.
You guys have created, like you said, a monster, but it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It's a lot of fun. We're extremely proud of it. Knock on wood, we don't have any kind of major incidences. The police, our EMS, our emergency services, everyone does, you know, we all work together. The DPW, I mean, we just work together, do a phenomenal job. And those people in that Caseville County Park where I'm bringing 5,000 to 6,000 people for bands, and, you know, I mean, unfortunately, some of them miss the trash can, so that park is kind of trashed every evening, but somehow they get up in the morning and work their tail off. So it's a collaboration of a lot of people.
Well, it says a lot about the community up here in Caseville.
Absolutely.
It sounds like you guys have a lot of fun, too.
Absolutely, yeah. All right. I'm going to go have some more.
Enjoy. Okay, yeah, you can do that. Thanks, Steve. Lauer's with us on WPH, the president of the Chamber of Commerce in Caseville, Cheeseburger Festival time.